Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You have all seen the appalling video of the two teenage sociopaths murdering that poor Uber Eats guy. And what you may have seen but not noticed is the 180-degree U-turn by the smart set, who suddenly stopped being offended by the murder of Asian Americans the second they couldn't blame Trump supporters for it. This is garbage, and we need to get in their mutated faces about this. Nothing is as boring as calculated transgression, and nothing is more annoying than a noodle-spined alleged conservative pretending to be outraged about it to rile up us, you know, common people. Lil Nas and Christy Noem were made for each other, it seems. But let's go to our trash establishment. It is only sometimes bad. Last weekend, a couple of teen murderers tasered a Pakistani immigrant to steal his car as he went about his Uber Eats gig in D.C. You can find that video online if you like. I've seen it once. I don't want to see it again. They drove off with him holding onto his car and crashed, and they killed him. And the highlight was one of them demonstrating concern and remorse for her victim. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. It was remorse and concern for her mobile phone, which was still in the overturned car. My bad. The girls were an inconvenient color, and that's why you heard nothing in the mainstream media about it except for a CNN headline that called it an accident. Oops. These things happen. This is the garbage state of affairs our establishment has created when murders are ranked on a scale of oh my gosh to, you know, or excuse me, oh my gosh, we need to disarm all the seditionist conservatives to tumbleweeds depending on the race of the killers. The sociopath who shot up the massage parlors was going to be the great white hope for making anti-Asian violence the next big thing, and the left was furious when he messed up the narrative by declaring himself to be merely a perverted, incel, honest, you know, who sought to destroy the sources of his grody temptations. This victim, though, the Uber Eats guy, this was a guy who was merely trying to do his job. His death is not only nothing to see, but according to some blue checks on Twitter, it should have been actively downplayed in case it gave the right impression. Not the wrong impression. The right one. The true one. The accurate one. The one that was not useful politically. We should not be talking about race, but they talk about nothing else. But if you start labeling crime white supremacy, then people are going to point that out and say that's a bunch of shit. This is not some guy in the Trump administration joking about Kung Flu and inspiring a pogrom in a town that went 95% for asterisk. This was a lie by omission, and we need to stop lying as a society. We need to put criminals in jail and not tolerate violence by anyone, any kind of violence. I know that being colorblind is now declared racist by the establishment, and I don't care. And you shouldn't either. They have a vested interest in racial hate because it prevents us all from seeing our common opponent. They want us looking at them. Excuse me. Most misspoke again. They want us looking at each other with hatred in our faces instead of pivoting and looking at them. Two groups. That's what makes them the garbage establishment. Now, I was talking about transgression earlier, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of transgression. I'm too tired to be outraged by someone called Lil Nas, who put out a song called Old Town Road. It was a big song. And in the video, you know, if you actually watch the video, and if you actually read the lyrics, that catchy tune in the video, he lap dances with Beelzebub. I guess we should be grateful he's not in a three-way with Demogorgon. And he also made special sneakers with blood in them or something. I guess we're all supposed to be freaked out, being the squares we are. But I'm not. It's not that I'm square, it's because I'm bored. I think all of this mock outrage is just so stupid. But then when you pivot and you look at Kristi Noem, she thinks we're stupid too. Because she had a chance to actually do something about dudes in dresses crashing girls' sports. She decided the way back into the good graces was to pose as Xena the Culture Warrior Queen, and get into the Twitter tussle with whoever Lil Nas is about this dumb ploy to shock the bourgeois. And I'm sorry she's not what we thought she was, what I thought she was. Because this is cruise ship conservatism 101. Pose, pout, and preen, but never actually fight. And what's most insulting is she thinks we're actually fooled by this. And what's happening now is a lot of people are saying things like, gosh, she punted on signing an actual law that does something. But look at these tweets, and she's really on her side. And she does ads with guns. Won't work. It's not going to work. We're woke. Both to the clownish rappers trying to substitute shock for talent, and to political hacks trying to trick us into thinking they aren't figuratively treating the leftist Chamber of Commerce like Lil Nas treated Satan. And for some reason, one of the things that keep making the news is that Badfinger's, his dog keeps biting people. You know, the president's dog bit somebody, and they said they banished the dog to Delaware. So that means, I don't know if anybody asked this. Does this mean they flew the dogs back to Delaware on Air Force One? And then, now they're back at the Capitol, so does that mean they were contrite, so they were flown back? I don't know. But here's the thing. We keep hearing about people getting bit there, but who's getting bit? What are the pronouns for the person getting bit? What are the dog's pronouns? And this is why I don't buy any of it. We never got the intersectional information we would expect from the spokes being, you know, Ginger Goebbels, Raggedy Jenny, if this was not a cover-up. And here's what I think. I think Kamala sent a plate of homemade cookies to President Asterisk and somehow got him past Dr. Jill, who is totally a real doctor. Stumbles, old crusty boy, took one, but before stuffing it into his toothless maw, saw the dog begging for a treat and tossed it over. The dog ate it, and that's all, she barked. And never eat anything from the veep that has not been passed to the food taster. Of course, this is all conjecture. I think maybe the dog went to dog heaven, but this is just a theory. But, you know, when you look at all the way the news comes out of the Capitol, these crazy pieces just seem to fit. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com. What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. The New York Times reported on March 27th that Syrian-born Colorado rampage killer Ahmad al-Alawi Elisa had been on the FBI's radar before he murdered 10 people in a grocery store. According to the Times, they said his identity was previously known to the FBI because he was linked to another individual under investigation by the Bureau. According to a police affidavit, 6 days before Elisa shot 10 people to death, he purchased an AR-15 in a pistol configuration. That would have required him to pass a federal background check also run by the FBI. Which brings the thought to mind that it seems like the FBI is not very good at this stopping the rampage killer thing. This is not an anomaly in their history. This is actually a pattern of negligence. During the Obama presidency, Senator Ron Paul grilled FBI Director James Comey about the known wolf problem of 14 Islamist attacks in the U.S. during Obama's tenure. And the FBI had been aware of at least 12 before the violence erupted and did nothing. Like the 2009 Fort Hood shooter who killed 13, the Boston Marathon bombers of 2013 who killed 3 and injured 264, the Pulse nightclub shooter who killed 49 people and wounded 53 more. All were known to the FBI. Several had been interviewed by the FBI before they went on killing sprees. The FBI had also been warned numerous times about the Parkland, Florida school shooter before he killed 17 and injured 17 more in 2018. It also knew beforehand about the 2018 Nashville, Tennessee Waffle House shooter who killed 4 and injured 2 more, and the 2020 Nashville RV bomber. So, in the meantime, while the FBI has been failing to stop terrorist attacks that they know about by known threats like these, it has conducted numerous political operations on behalf of Democrats. The ones we know about include Crossfire Hurricane's use of federal spy power to affect election outcomes and prevent effective governance by elected Republicans. And this included spying on Fox News. In 2020, the FBI sent 15 agents to investigate a rope tied in a loop that hysterical people alleged was a noose after a black NASCAR driver was assigned a garage where the rope was hanging there as its door pull. The FBI investigation determined the rope had been in the same shape and spot since at least 2019. In 2019, they executed Operation Varsity Blues to shame rich people who attempted to buy their children entry into ruling class universities by means other than gobsmackingly expensive prep schools and SAT tutors. They also appeared to have entrapped people into a ridiculous plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 by inserting agents into their social group who presented the plan and got them to appear to go along, at least on FBI recordings. Same appears to be happening with the Democrats using the January 6th riot to have the FBI investigate and prosecute their political opponents among the hoi polloi. But for that investigation, USA Today says agents in all but one of the FBI's 56 field offices have been drafted to track down people who attended the Capitol protest that day, the majority of whom peacefully protested. Investigators, and this is coming from, USA Today. Investigators who typically work cases involving the trafficking of drugs, child pornography, and sex have taken calls from rioters, angry ex-wives and former girlfriends, and employers turned tipsters. Meanwhile, the FBI and other investigators appear to be hiding the truth about the one death that occurred in connection with this havoc that hasn't yet been definitively proven to be an accident, besides a rioter a police officer shot to death. It also looks like the FBI is using its police power to prosecute people in connection with the Capitol riot who participated in no violence, including one who never went inside the Capitol nor harmed any person or public property, according to Julie Kelly's reporting of court documents. His true crime appears to be belonging to a group in which some members believe, according to the federal indictment, that the federal government has been co-opted by a cabal of elites actively trying to strip American citizens of their rights. The parents of a teen who entered the Capitol and also committed no violence have been threatened by the feds for their political beliefs. Their 18-year-old has been in jail since the FBI arrested him in February with 30 other inmates and denied bail because he was homeschooled. I don't believe that home incarceration will work because he's an 18-year-old who's homeschooled, according to U.S. Attorney Ryan Buchanan. Bruno Cua is being treated as a hardened criminal because of an aggressive non-leftist social media post. It appears his actual crime was trespassing. Feds have shown no evidence that he perpetrated any property destruction or violence, and meanwhile, thousands of youths who rioted in the name of Black Lives Matter are out enjoying their $1,400 stimulus checks. The FBI never tried to pursue them at all. The FBI received repeated tips from social media company Parler ahead of the January 6th riot that violence might occur, and it appears precisely zero actions were taken before the unrest to try to prevent it. And when you combine that with their reported entrapment attempts by infiltrating the Tea Party and other conservative patriotic groups, this certainly makes one think. While letting much worse left-wing violence from well-documented extremist networks continue largely unchecked on federal property in Portland and elsewhere, FBI has placed thousands of billboards across the country seeking tips to ferret out all the private citizens who are at the Capitol on the one day of the past year of repeated violent mayhem that any of them could be attached to non-leftists. Here's the thing. It is time now to shut down the FBI and start over from scratch until we figure out what is going on. We cannot continue to have an FBI more interested in pulling off Varsity Blues and Crossfire Hurricane than stopping a rampage killer when they might have a tip. We simply can't afford it. It's not in the cards. So, that's just one of those little things, you know. When you look at their combined work and the combined things that they ignore versus the things they go after, it's scandalous. It is absolutely scandalous. They're out there worried about right-wing extremists because they're boomers who belong to the NRA and in the middle of, you know, they can burn down cities and they won't pursue them. But if you're in the NRA, well, we're coming for you, boy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Wednesday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is not a fan of President Biden's over $1.5 trillion sweeping infrastructure bill.
They've assembled a patchwork of left-wing social engineering programs and want to label it infrastructure.
McConnell saying very little of the plan would actually go toward improving highways and bridges. President Biden says the United States will hit 200 million coronavirus vaccinations administered tomorrow. Biden saying the work to get everyone vaccinated is not over.
As of Monday, in my direction, everyone over the age of 16 will be eligible to get vaccinated.
Biden also announcing that tax credits will be available to businesses that provide paid time off for people to get COVID-19 shots. You're listening to USA Radio News. A group of lawmakers looking to do something to honor former President Donald Trump.
Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. President Trump carried Trumbull County in the 2020 election with nearly 55% of the vote. Critics of the bill question taking the effort to make the change with so many other pressing issues in the state, as well as the $300,000 in the bill that would be allocated to changing the park signage. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NFL confirming they will release the schedule for all their teams on May 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. According to White House officials, more than 1 in 3 adults have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Nearly 75% of senior citizens have at least received their first vaccination. And yet, we're still being urged to remain socially distant, mask our faces, despite reports of the shot's effectiveness. The contradictions here make my head hurt. My parents have had their vaccines recently. Other older members of my family have also received their vaccines. Each have differing reasons and very different methods for handling all the changes which have come from this pandemic. But everybody I know is ready to put all the struggles of the past year behind them. I have some relatives that are hoping that if enough people get it, that it will not be made mandatory, the vaccine. They understand the concerns about short and long-term side effects that come from a rush vaccine. But to her, to one of my relatives, they would rather be a guinea pig than have children and grandchildren be forced to suffer the consequences of potential reactions or become social outcasts if the shot is made mandatory. Now, I get that. I respect it. I support it. Whatever others feel is best for them is how I feel they should proceed. This is the part about freedom that you have to accept. Letting people make their own decisions. This is how I viewed every issue I've ever been involved in when it comes to freedom. And this is, you know, throughout the pandemic, I've felt the same way. There are some people out there that have no interest in the vaccine. They don't want to be thought of as an experiment. they point out a bunch of things. They point out how they haven't been tested enough. I don't know about children being inoculated against this because we have found that children have little or no effect from this. So it makes me wonder about giving it to them. But, I mean, this is what it boils down to. We are not people that are designed to not be social. People want to socialize. People want to be close. They want to interact. You have relatives. Like, I'm a grandfather, okay? Because I respected my son's and my daughter-in-law's wishes, I have not been able to hold my grandchildren, really touch them that much. Haven't held the smaller ones since March of 2020, in a year. I have been allowed to see them and play with them to the best degree that I can, but it has an effect on you, you know. For some of us, being around the grandchildren are almost like a rejuvenation of the soul, a renewal, if you will. But I mean, think about what they're asking you to do, and think about what you've already been through. We have, like, I went to the mall here locally, and here we are a year into the pandemic. And I get to the mall, and they still have lines of people to get into a store. Plus, they don't even have the merchandise in the stores in most cases. Now, this is where I live. If I go 100 miles south and I go to the mall down there, there is none of that nonsense. And that's because all of these little local, all of these little local tyrants that are out there, Republican and Democrat, have gotten out there, and they're not. While they get out there and tell you they're following the science, they're not actually following the science because the cases are down. They'll tell you the cases are up. Right now, we've been hearing about the cases being up. I wonder how much of that has to do with that all of these illegal immigrants we're letting through the doors. That would interest me a great deal to know that. So, I just, I look at this and I still wonder, though. If they want us all to get this vaccine, why are they wanting us to stay the way we are? Just to continue to have our life on hold. And that's what it boils down to. Now, in the beginning, even though I had COVID-19 early on, I was willing to wear a mask to make other people feel better because I carry a gun. Now I don't even have that anymore. I don't even have that in me anymore. I'm going to get the vaccination because I'm asthmatic, and wearing a mask is very problematic for me. So, in terms of my quality of life, I'm going to get the vaccination, and I'm going to quit wearing the mask. Well, I'm trading one for the other. But we cannot continue to live like this. Fauci is a quack. Anybody that doubts that, all you got to do is look at the way he changes his story from day to day. Right now, according to according to the White House, according to President Asterisk, 2.5 million people are being vaccinated every day. So if you are very afraid of the virus, this should be very good news for you. You should begin by embracing your loved ones and smiling unmasked. It's a very simple thing, just wanting to be with your family, wanting to be normal. Those most at risk now, 75% of them have a vaccine, and now they can distance and mask if they want to. But, I mean, distancing and masking is obsolete now, period. And like with the flu shot and every other inoculation, there will always be risks and varying circumstances to weigh. But life must go on. Continuing to rely on excessive safety protocols does nothing to offer confidence in the COVID-19 shot. In separate testing and independent testing, the COVID-19, the Pfizer, the Moderna, you are basically bulletproof after you take that. As a matter of fact, 4 weeks after you take shot one, you're basically bulletproof. I saw something today. Somebody read me something today about somebody who had just taken their second shot and then they got COVID-19. But that's only in the news. It's who trusts the news? Why would we trust the news on this when the news is the ones out there trying to change the narrative? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, this is the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the militia line, Providence, Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We currently exist in a very critical moment in these United States. You've got Democrats and Republicans in some cases that are unconstitutionally trying to ban AR-15s. They want to have extreme risk protection orders and red flag legislation designed to confiscate firearms without providing law-abiding Americans their recognized due process. Just those two things that I mentioned there are enough to make the case that there is a lot of evidence of infringement in place. There is, in fact, a culture war going on. Now, my approach to firearm ownership issues differ greatly from Mr. Dan Gross and Rob Pincus. And I'm mentioning this again because this is a distraction. Here we have two guys. Now, Dan Gross as a gun grabber, I don't blame him. Pincus, on the other hand, I do. They want to push universal background checks, even though in subsequent interviews, Pincus has said that that's not what he was actually pushing for, but it's what he said in the article that he wrote, the open letter from him and Dan Gross, which Dan Gross didn't. I don't think Dan Gross put anything in that. What they're trying to do is outlaw private gun sales where you don't fill out a 4473. But in their quest to do this, they make a disgusting claim. They suggested significant evidence shows that there is a shockingly small percentage of dealers that are selling the overwhelming majority of guns used in crimes, and yet they cite no evidence of this, no study, no reference, no nothing. So it seems that Mr. Gross, Rob has been hanging out with Gross for a while, and seems like he's trained Mr. Pincus in the art of making stuff up to support a point. And any shaved ape can do a quick Google search to find actual research on that subject. In 2016, the U.S. Department of Justice found that fewer than 1 in 50, less than 2%, of all prisoners had obtained a firearm from a retail source and possessed, carried, or used it during the offense for which they were imprisoned. That's a fact. That's a study done by the U.S. Department of Justice. In my opinion, using a facts-based argument versus conjecture and whole cloth makes for a stronger argument. Despite my best efforts and me trying to, because logically, I shouldn't be extending anything to the gun grabbers. Although, if they actually wanted to have a real discussion about violence in America, I'd be willing to have that. But as long as they get out there and preface it by the fact, in order to stop violence in America, we have to disarm the law-abiding, you know, if it involves any dialogue about the banning of guns, if it makes it impossible for you to purchase one, or if it involves talk of a system that encourages gun confiscation without the involvement of a crime, this is not an honest conversation. Now, if people who oppose my view agree with banning any type of firearm or the confiscation of guns without due process, they do not understand the constitutional nature of my position. Now, Pincus would get out there and tell you, or he would say, I want you to cite. I need citation of that, even though he clearly makes points all the time with no reference point at all. Another thing he hasn't done is he hasn't researched the U.S. Constitution, legal precedent in America, or the rights of law-abiding Americans to protect themselves and their families. As a gun rights advocate, it is not my responsibility to pretend the person conversing with me is not seeking to take my rights away when their suggestions do precisely that. Now, here's the thing. Since this got published in Ammoland, and like I said before, Ammoland is not complicit in this article. They simply let them do it. He wrote it, they published it. It's an opinion piece. It's a delusional, condescending opinion piece, but it's an opinion piece. And since that got published, there's been a lot of rebuttals, a lot of commenters out there. Now, Rob is out there completely, he's so tone deaf as to what's going on. He doesn't understand what's going on. He doesn't understand, for example, that nobody's going to take him serious. I can't wait for the next SHOT Show. I can't wait for the next NRA show. I'll go just to see if he goes, just to see what kind of a reception he gets. He does have fanboys that follow him on Twitter and on Facebook, but they won't be at these events. He will expect to be walking around in these events and to still be fanboyed over. For example, if you want to look at like the Rampage covers, because one of the things they say is if they were able to do what they want to do the way they want to do it, which they know the best way, then you know, obviously it's never been tried in the history of tyranny, they would cut down this kind of killing by half. Once again, they have no, I don't know where they get that number from. But there's three attributes, for example, overwhelmingly common in a Rampage killer and people who are violent in general. One, the shooters are normally raised in fatherless homes. Two, regardless of the age, he or she was over-medicated with psychotropic drugs. Three, the shooter was bullied by others at some point. One of those is going to that's going to be pertinent to whoever that shooter is. That doesn't mean that everybody's raised in a fatherless home is going to turn into a rampage killer or taking mind-altering, mood-altering drugs or suffered at the hands of a bully, that doesn't automatically make them a mass killer, but it's just, you know, these are attributes that have been found to be true. What these guys are doing, they're taking the lazy way, and they want to blame the gun. They want to blame the gun. We can't let these people have guns. Well, how do you identify these people? That's where the problem comes into play. I don't think those kind of people should have guns either. However, I'm not out there ready to codify anything that could be used and weaponized against law-abiding people. And that's what happens every time any legislation is drafted. Now, I'm not being closed-minded. You know, I don't want to look at the, you know, I know about the rising suicide rate of 2020, and I know what caused it. And it wasn't guns. If there's ever a legitimate conversation about combating violence in America, I'm there. But the gun control activists, if they hijack the actual gun safety agenda, you know, that we tried, you know, we actually talk about gun safety, about safe ways of handling guns and such. I'm not going to be involved in that. They can talk to themselves. Rob Pinkus is not a Second Amendment advocate. I don't know if Rob knows what he is. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. It is a distraction, and we can't spend too much time looking at this. I mean, in the coming days, we'll talk more about it. But this is not something to focus on. You know, it's something to laugh about. I mean, you can't imagine some of the phone conversations I have with people I know. And he's got some people coming out of the woodwork that he doesn't want writing about him. Cooked. Coming up next, it's going to be The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk and all the wisdom we shared.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.